presents the Milligan Papers, written by John Antrobus, starring Spike Milligan, John Bluthal, Chris Langham, John Antrobus, and Kenny Ball and his jazz man. Ladies and gentlemen, we present the incredible case of the vanishing Flying Scotsman.
Stop! Stop that train! Stop! 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 See! Listen, the sound of the...
And when did you last see the train?
On platform 7.
Have you a description of it?
Yes.
Describe it then.
It's made of concrete.
The train is made of concrete?
Is it? You could have fooled me. Mind you, anyone could fool me. It's the same as the platform then.
Did you see who took the train, Mr. Blibb?
Yes. I got a good look at them. There was about 1,000 passengers. I didn't like the look of them as they were getting on the Flying Scotsman. And I thought they're up to no good. Next thing you know, the train's steaming out to the station. Woo!
We're much obliged to you, Mr. Blood.
Thank you, Inspector. You see? What? I know there's a lot of trains pilfered from King's Cross, sir. You turn your back and... Woo! They're gone! But I got a good look at this lot, sir.
You think it's the same gang every time, do you?
It could be, sir. You're the first person to listen to me. I've seen it going on.
Aye?
Aye? It's that in that lip?
Aye?
It went down very well.
Aye,
it's scandalous, because the authorities are always replacing the trains.
What is your present address, Mr. Blurb?
Platform 3. It's one of the better platforms, you know, but it's...
Aye.
Ah. They're getting the hang of that.
Aye.
But it's the uncertainty I hate, you see. The train standing there, it's a joy to behold. Then they come again. They start sneaking up on their luggage. I'll say that again. Their luggage. I know it's going to happen again.
Which direction do you think they were heading?
Crew.
We'll have crew watched.
Oh, could you have... Bradford, watch this bell.
I trust you're not telling us how to do our work, Blip.
I didn't know you did any work.
Tell me, are you employed?
In a manner of speaking, no.
What was your previous occupation?
France, 1944.
Were you decorated during the war?
Yes, but it's starting to peel.
I mean, have you a war record?
Yes, sir. We'll meet again.
Don't know where. Don't know who.
Good luck in your next job.
As the rumored Flying Scotsman was speeding towards Crewe, as the government took immediate action in the House of Commons, an emergency rebate raged.
And it's as much bigger. Order!
One bedpan ordered, okay?
Ah, dearie me.
Look at that.
Look enormous.
They're just trodden in it. Speaker.
Order!
Order and speaker.
The right honourable member for Crewe will rise.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, but you wanted to speak.
I can do that perfectly well lying down. And with Joan Collins.
Withdraw.
I can't withdraw.
What about the Flying Scotsman?
Yes. Where is it? Resign.
Where is it?
We will not be bullied by the opposition. I can assure the House that the Flying Scotsman is exactly where it is at this moment.
True.
How could it possibly be anywhere else?
Will the honorable member tell me honestly, without prevarication, is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time?
That's a big magnolia on every
Meanwhile, in a government training school for crew watching, two men were completing their course in utter secrecy.
What does it look like to you?
Catford.
Catford, eh?
Catford disguised as a duck. Watch out, something's coming! Still of the same opinion, are you?
Well, I am.
Why would the Flying Scotsman stop at a duck?
To let the people off.
Yes, what? That's good, yes. Great, we'll put that in the report, yes. Why would people want to get off at a duck?
Well, they'd have to if they'd only booked that far, you see. It stands to reason. It's perfectly logical.
Right again, and you're wearing the suit, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, right down for it.
You spotted it, did you?
Yes,
well,
yes.
It'll brush off.
Yes, thank you. Did you notice something very unusual about that sighting?
Like what?
Well, when some people got off the Flying Scot, the duck got on.
Blimey! You mean...
Yes, I do mean, where's Catford gone?
What are you talking about, girl?
I demand
order! Thank you.
One more order. Yes. Catfoot has disappeared. We demand an explanation.
Well, an explanation is when you tell people what's happened.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Is it true that the Ministry for Defense disguised Catfoot as a duck for a NATO exercise and then ate it?
Oh, dear.
How delicious.
Uproar in hell.
Oh, mate. That's a nasty cough you got there, mate.
It's the best I can manage, mate.
I think it's a very good cough, considering that you're very well.
Yes, mate, that's what it's... Why should only ill people have something wrong with them? I mean, I've got to have something to complain about as well, you know, mate.
Oh, but you can complain to the National Health Service about that cough.
Why? There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Hey! It's a gift, you know. It's a gift.
Just sponge down. Now, it's a perfectly good cough. Don't get me wrong. Where did you get it?
Down at the doctor's, mate. I went in and... Sort of takes you by surprise.
Can I try it?
Would you like? Yeah. Oh, certainly, mate.
Oh, I haven't got the... it's a good one, all right.
If you don't mind my saying, you've got to get into it a bit more, mate.
Oh, just give us a run through
live
again,
a little,
could
mate.
You? Could you try that? More of a...
Yeah.
This is a good cop, this is.
Well, how much would you give me for it?
Nothing.
No, I'll have it back then.
Oh, yes. I can go down to a doctor's and get a free cop. I'll wait.
Well, this here is a waiting room, mate.
Oh?
So are you waiting for a train to come in, or are you waiting for a free cough, mate?
Free cough?
Mate.
Now, listen. Now, I'm just waiting. Just waiting. I'm a purist.
Well, I wondered what their uniform was. Oh, yeah. They won't let you use the waiting room just for waiting, you know. The station police will bung you out, mate.
Oh, I expected to be persecuted for my ideas.
Yes.
But one day, people will come to waiting rooms and they'll just wait.
No.
You'll see.
Oh.
People will just go there and wait.
What, wait to die?
No, that would be cheating.
Oh. If they waited long enough, mate, they would die.
Yes.
They would.
But that's one of the hazards of the waiting profession. People who wait eventually die.
But what about, what about the people who come in here waiting for trains, mate?
Oh, the traditionalists. Well, we would reason with them. And if it didn't work,
yes,
we hit them.
Oh. How would you know the ones to hit, mate?
What?
How can you tell the difference, mate, between the ones waiting for the trains and the ones waiting to wait?
Well, it's better to hit the lot of them. That way no one feels left out.
Oh, it's going to be a new world, is it?
Yes. It's going to be beautiful to behold. Like a message parlor.
Oh, that's a relief.
Let me finish the breathing line. Mike, my turn.
No. You see, you were... Yes.
But go on, then. We'll see where it leads.
You ought to have more than one script, really, shouldn't you? Will they still let you sit on the radiators, though, mate?
Oh, no. Sitting on radiators will... Ooh. That would be compulsory. Ooh.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I wait here?
No.
If you just move along the radiator, I'd be much obliged.
Move along, Terry.
Right, mate. Oh, mate!
That's an awful spell of weather outside, sir.
It's spelled quite correctly, actually. That's my weather.
I wish I was rich as that.
You've no right to criticize it. I always bring my own weather along for dramatic effect. For entrances and exits, you know. I mean, when an ordinary person goes out of that door, it's like this. But when I go out, it's like this.
He's gone. He's back.
Move along the radiator, will you?
Move along, Clarence.
Right, mate. Oh, mate.
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting to make an announcement.
Oh, a station amendment.
No, a radio announcement. I'm with the BBC.
Oh, you got influence in high places, have you?
No, I'm with the BBC.
Oh, is there anything you can take for that?
No, it's incurable.
For
you see, I'm working on the Milligan Papers. We're planning to do it in Russian and threaten Moscow.
Well, it's cheaper than Trident.
Also cheaper than Trident, but only just Kenny Ball and his jazz men.
Where is the flying Scottish man?
We're having trouble getting it to you, Lord of the Galaxy.
But it would make up my train set.
We realize that. We realize that, my lord, your worshipfulness. Grovel, grovel.
Return to Earth and secure the flying Scottish man for me, or you will soon be back on a BBC announcer's pay.
No, not that. No one could live on that. Not even a BBC announcer.
Oh. You want to see me, Inspector?
Yes, I do.
Then I will remove your blindfold.
Thank you.
I wear it for patriotic reasons.
Yes, it's not good to see what's going on a lot of the time.
Aye. Thank you for calling in on me at the yard.
Well, it was easy, sir, when you're clubbed, handcuffed, and dragged here.
So you found your own way.
I did.
Would you mind untying me from this chair?
Oh, untying people from chairs is my hobby. It is a pleasure.
It is my pleasure as well.
Ah, pretty kinky, eh?
I have a fear of falling to the floor. That is why I get my men to tie me up every morning.
What, nude?
Well, if you ignore my truncheon, yes.
It's as well to take every precaution.
Right. Now, do you recognize the person in this photograph?
It's my wife.
It's my wife as well.
Oh, I wonder where she got to these last 28 years. There's a lot of washing up and socks in the sea.
We have a report from the King's Cross Station Police here.
Ah, yes. They are persecuting me.
Apparently, you're starting a dangerous new sect in the waiting room.
Yes. Apparently, I'm starting a dangerous new sect in the waiting room. It's called the apparently dangerous new sect in the waiting room. Sect.
You're waiting for the 5:25 to Coulsdon South, then?
Well, don't tell the new disciples that, sir. It would raise their beliefs in British Rail. No, not for the first few years, don't tell them. We just do readings from the old timetables.
Southern region?
Well, they're the old favourites, yes. And we start every service with our hymn. Passengers will please refrain from passing water on the train when it's standing in the station yard.
We encourage constipation while the train is in the station.
Don't go on. There's people listening. We don't sing the second verse.
And it was you, Mr. Blab, who reported the Flying Scotsman gone missing.
Yes, or to put it another way...
Would you be prepared to disguise yourself as Crew Station?
I would very much like to disguise myself as Crew Station. Do you think a ginger beard and a spotted jockstrap would do the trick?
Yes. Would you be prepared to sign the Official Secrets Act?
Oh, would you be prepared to show it to me?
No.
Then I must refuse.
On the grounds of conscience?
No, on the grounds of cruelty. That you would not let a man with a spotted ginger beard and a red jockstrap... Take it as read.
Good heavens, man. If you care that much, you can see it every weekend. Ooh. For 3 hours. You can take it to the zoo.
Ooh. I would love to take the Official Secret Act to the zoo.
As Mr. Blib returned the Official Secrets Act to Whitehall and hastily donned his disguise, he realized he was too late. The Flying Scotsman was already drawing out of Crewe Station.
Help! Stop that train! Stop, please!
We have decided to disguise you as Glasgow Central further up the line.
Oh, I couldn't stand the disgrace. I promised my mother
I would never disguise myself as Glasgow Central.
But you'd be doing it for your country.
I promised my mother I would never do it for my country. We have to think of the neighbours, you know.
I don't know any neighbours. You're the country's leading expert in disguising you.
Nearly got one at 6 out of 10.
Mr. Blink, we don't know what's going on.
Neither did the audience, by this time.
But here at the yard, I mean, we're baffled.
Well, it keeps the heat in during the winter.
Of course, the Flying Scotsman is not the first train that has gone missing.
No.
But we didn't want to alarm the public. You know what they're like.
Yes, I got a photograph of the public here.
Oh, that's a remarkable likeness of them all.
Yes. You wait till I take it out of the envelope.
Well, that envelope is a remarkable likeness of them.
Yes, we believe that... Oh, no, it's your line, no. I'll say it with you so you're not lonely.
We believe that somewhere in this country there's a Bermuda triangle effect.
Well, here is a triangle effect. Almost right. I don't know what he's drinking, but I'd like half a bottle of it.
Like that, only completely different. We believe that trains are passing through this region, whatever it is, and disappearing into thin air, vanishing.
Oh.
What on earth is happening?
I don't know, Inspelger, but I suspect that the railway trains and stations are vanishing.
That's it. How did you guess?
Well, after you told me, I put 2 and 2 together and made 7,536,000.
That's near enough. In a field near Carlisle, by the railway line, stood a man in a ginger beard and a spotted jockstrap.
Hello? Who be ye?
I be Glasgow Central.
Would you like to come and meet the wife?
Oh, thank you.
This
it's
is...
Strange good. Sounding wife you got.
We'll have to give her a spot of oil.
This is... Give her 3 in 1.
All right.
I'll get second in the queue.
I'll just introduce you first. Boy, this is Glasgow Central, my dear.
Oh, yes, come in. Would you like a cup of tea smashed over your head, would you? Yes?
Thank you very much. I would like that.
I found this gentleman standing in one of our fields by the railway line.
Oh, yes.
I thought I'd bring him home and he could live with us.
But... But I'm on secret government work.
Oh, couldn't you do it as a hobby?
Only in my spare time.
Yeah, would you like a curry up your legs?
Oh, thank you.
Bindaloo?
No, not while the train is standing in the station.
So would you like to be one of the family then?
Yes, please. I'll be Uncle Glasgow Central.
Tea time, Uncle Glasgow Central. I've made 5,000 corned beef sandwiches.
Thank you. I appreciate your lifetime's work and that appalling impression of a woman that you're doing. I'll write to the Official Secret Act, and he can come and live with us, too.
Well, long as he don't tell no one else.
No, he knows how to keep a secret, don't worry.
And so the Flying Scotsman disappeared into the Bermuda effect near Carlisle. At about the same time, the Official Secrets Act went missing. The government were appalled by the huge, strong string, and the yet shot was an important person... made a visit to an obscure farm near Carlisle.
Hello. I'm Uncle Glasgow Central.
Hello. I'm the Prime Minister.
Bum to you.
Bum to me. Could I possibly have a word with the Official Secrets Act?
He's gone to bed with piles.
Well, just... tell him not to tell anyone.
Tell him not to tell anyone what?
Quiet, or we won't hear the finale.
I don't want to hear the finale. I'm
sorry. We'll hear the finale, that is it.
That was The Milligan Papers, starring Spike Nattigan with John Bluthal, Chris Langham and John Antipas, who also wrote the script. Music from Kenny Ball and his Jasmine, announcements from Eugene Fraser, and the producer was Paul Spencer.